All my appearances in dreams teach me that all my appearances when awake do not exist. Thus, for me, all my dream appearances are the supreme instructions of my guru. So, you can remember, or I'll tell you now, if you've not heard this before, Buddha's teaching in the King of Concentration Sutra, where he says, in a dream, a girl meets a boy and sees that he is dying. She is happy to meet him, but unhappy to see him dying. We should know all phenomena in the same way. It's a beautiful verse from the King of Concentration Sutra by Buddha. He's teaching us, in this verse, the girl doesn't realize that she's dreaming and she thinks the boy is a real boy and consequently develops attachment, pleasurable feelings. Because she believes he's real and he's really dying, she develops unhappy feelings, unpleasant feelings. Okay? Buddha is saying, it is exactly the same for us whilst we're awake. Everything is just an appearance. They're all mere appearances. That's all. Just like the objects in our dream. There's no distinction from the point of view of the objects. The only distinction is from the point of view of the mind. When we're dreaming, it's a subtle mind. When we're awake, it's a gross mind. That's the only distinction. We cling tightly to there being a significant and inherent difference between dreaming and being awake. Awake for us is reality, isn't it? But Buddha is saying no. Please understand. So he's using an analogy which we all clearly understand, that the objects in our dreams are appearances. We know that they're appearances because they disappear as soon as we stop dreaming. We understand that very clearly. All Buddha is saying to us is transfer that understanding that you have already from your everyday experience, transfer it to your waking life. That's all you need to do. And then, as it says here, my dream appearances will become the supreme instructions of my guru. If I remember, all the time remembering, abide in a dream. Everything is like, it's just like a dream. These objects, they're appearing to me, but they're just appearances. This is the way to live happily in daily life, to not be swayed by the pleasant and unpleasant experiences, not to be moved when we see pleasant things, unpleasant things, not to be, seeing them as distinct from emptiness. We understand they're all just appearances to mind, like this. So this verse should remind us of all those teachings that we previously had and meditated on, and we have these powerful experiences coming. So these four lines remind us of the dreamlike experience of our daily life.